With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At least 32 people have died in flash flooding in central Texas, including a number of children, more than two dozen kids from a girls' camp, and many others still missing while search and rescue efforts continue. The destructive, fast-moving waters along the Guadalupe River washed away homes and roads during the day Friday. Authorities say more than 1,000 rescue members are on the ground. Kerrville City Manager Dalton Rice says search and rescue efforts continue.
Typically, rescues, if we do find them, they're going to be in trees or we find them, you know, either on high ground. Again, most of the rescues that we are having at this point in time are other camps. So we have a lot of camps, and they are all accounted for, but they are isolated because of road damage. So we know where they're at. We're getting them food, water, resources, and now it's a matter of just getting them safely across, you know, low water crossing.
Flash flood warnings do remain in effect. Tropical Storm Chantel has formed off the southeastern U.S. coast. National Hurricane Center in Miami says tropical storm warnings have been issued for portions of the Carolinas. Tropical storm conditions likely to be in the affected areas later this evening. Several former top aides to former President Joe Biden have now agreed to interview with the House Oversight Committee as part of the probe of Biden's mental acuity while in office. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The committee scheduled former Chief of Staff Ron Klain to interview on July 24th, former counselor to the President Steve Ricchetti for July 30th, former senior advisor to the President Mike Donilon for July 31st, former Deputy Chief of Staff Bruce Reed for August 5th, and former senior advisor to the President Anita Dunn on August 7th, according to an oversight aide. Chair James Comer, who's mulling a bid for Kentucky governor, has issued subpoenas to Biden physician Kevin O'Connor and former assistant to the president, Anthony Bernal.
And this is SRN News. Well, a lot of people of faith voted for President Trump. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
The Pew Research Center has done a detailed breakdown of the people who went to the polls last fall, and it reveals that white evangelicals were not the only ones who supported Mr. Trump. In November, he won 62% of all Protestants, up 3% from 2020. And the president got 55% of the Catholic vote, up 6%, and a real embarrassment to the Democratic Party, which owned the Catholic vote for most of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Zeron Mandami, a very outspoken critic of Israel, is the expected Democratic nominee for mayor in America's most Jewish city. That's raising alarms among some in New York. They're worried about rising anti-Semitism and their waning political influence in New York. This is SRN News. Well, China's economic planners may have overplayed their hand just a bit when it comes to the country's EV market.
Chinese industrial policy has spawned far more EV manufacturers than can possibly survive. Now, long-simmering concerns about oversupply and debilitating price wars are coming to the fore. The government is trying to rein in what's called involution, a term initially applied to the rat race for young people in China. It's been extended to companies and industries engaged in meaningless competition that leads nowhere. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Pakistan's top brewery has healthy financials despite an alcohol ban for Muslims in the Islamic country. Business thrives thanks to Murray Brewery's 165-year-old history, scant competition, and a small, thirsty, and predominantly elite consumer base. More details at srnnews.com.